Welcome to Pitcott Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcott. Welcome back to the deep dive. So if you're one of the many, many people who's been stuck in that cycle, you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That frustrating loop of fad diets. The ones that promise everything on a Monday, but by Friday you just feel deprived, defeated.
Completely.
Well, today's deep dive is for you. It's your rescue mission. We are getting out of the diet drama and into something, well, way more sustainable and honestly delicious, the Mediterranean lifestyle.
And we should be clear, all of this comes directly from the amazing insights in the Pitcott best-selling ebooks. They really lay out this clear, simple path to health and really to joy.
That's right. So our mission for you today is not about finding another quick fix.
No, absolutely not. The whole methodology in the Pitcott material is that those fixes fail. They have to fail because they just ignore, you know, basic human nature.
And our bodies.
So we're going straight to the core of it, a holistic approach, one that's about long-term health, weight management, and actually prioritizing enjoyment and community.
Feeling good, not just looking a certain way.
Feeling amazing, more energy, stable mood, not just temporarily lighter on a scale.
And if you're already feeling like, okay, I'm ready for this, you can get more of this essential content right now. Just visit www.pitcott.com/books.com to download those ebooks we mentioned. They're really the perfect guide.
They are.
Okay, let's unpack this. And let's start with why those traditional diets, well, why they leave us so disappointed.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah.
The material from Pitcott frames this so well. It calls the relationship with trendy diets a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it starts with all this excitement and hope.
Right.
But you end up drained and disappointed. So why do we keep falling for it? What are the actual failure points that make these plans, you know, impossible to stick with?
It's fascinating because the failures are, they're so systemic. Once you see the traps, you can't unsee them. And Pitcott's methodology points to three big ones.
Okay.
So first, there's the quick fix lie. People get so excited because they see that rapid initial weight loss.
Right. The scale moves 5 pounds in a week and you think, this is it. I found it.
Exactly. But here's the key insight. That weight is almost all water. It's not stored body fat. When you cut carbs or calories that drastically, your body just sheds water.
So it's not real progress.
It's not sustainable progress.
Mm.
Because the second you reintroduce anything, your body just replenishes that water and bang, the scale snaps right back up.
And that's the yo-yo effect.
That's a classic yo-yo effect. And it creates this this psychological failure spiral. You blame yourself. You think I failed. But the diet was actually designed to create that temporary thrill.
It's a total bait and switch. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so that's trap number one. What's the second?
The second is what the material calls the restriction trap. And the guidance here is just a hard no on this one.
A hard no.
A hard no on cutting out entire food groups. You know, our bodies need a balance of macros to function. You just can't eliminate all carbs or all fats forever.
Well, that happens.
Life happens. Birthdays, holidays, going out with friends. A sustainable plan has to be flexible. When you treat food like it's scarce, your mind and your body, they will rebel. It's inevitable.
And that rebellion, I'm guessing that leads us to the third failure point.
It leads directly to it. The energy and craving cycle. Because you're not giving your body balanced fuel, your energy levels just tank.
You feel sluggish.
Yeah.
Tired all the time.
Totally. And that fatigue triggers these massive cravings for quick energy. Sugar, refined carbs, whatever you can get your hands on. And as the research notes, that late night pizza wins.
The pizza always wins.
It's a setup for failure. And we have to talk about the hidden health risks, too. It's not just about feeling bad.
Oh, this is important. What does the source material say?
Well, take those high protein only plans. The analysis warns that long-term, that can put some serious stress on your kidneys. And the extreme low-carb diets, the ones that cut out fruits and colorful veggies, they can deplete essential vitamins, mess with your mood, and leave you in this mental fog. And you can't stick to any plan when you feel like that.
It really sounds like these diets just treat food as a punishment, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Something you have to endure, not something that nourishes you.
That's the perfect way to put it. Food as punishment versus nourishment. And that, right there. That leads us directly to the Pitcott solution. It's a complete philosophy shift.
Okay, so away from restriction and towards
enrichment.
Enrichment. I like that. And that comes in the form of the Mediterranean approach, which, as the material stresses, is not a diet. It's a lifestyle.
Emphatically not a diet.
Right. It's inspired by how people eat in places like Greece, Spain, Italy.
Mm.
I love this part. The focus is on eating really good food, feeling amazing, and even sipping a little wine with dinner can be part of it.
that celebratory aspect is just, it's key. It's the secret to sustainability. The whole philosophy is about adding things in, not taking them away. Adding bright salads, good olive oil, grilled fish, nuts. You crowd out the unhealthy stuff naturally.
Because you're full and satisfied.
Exactly. It's a genuine upgrade to your life, not a deprivation.
Okay, let's break down what's actually on the Mediterranean plate because it's so vibrant compared to, you know, a sad plate of just steamed broccoli and plain chicken breast.
Right.
The base, the foundation, is always fresh, colorful fruits and veggies. They're your vitamin and antioxidant powerhouses.
A huge base. Then you add the fuel, whole grains. So we're talking oats, brown rice, whole wheat bread, that kind of thing.
For that slow-burning fiber that keeps you full.
Keeps you full and keeps your energy stable. No more of those afternoon crashes we talked about.
And this is huge. You don't shy away from fat.
Not at all. Healthy fats are key. Olive oil, avocados, nuts. Fat is essential for, well, for everything. Hormones, cell health, and feeling satisfied. When you restrict healthy fats, you just end up craving junk.
So it's about quality, not restriction.
Quality over everything. And for proteins, the approach is smart. It leans toward lean proteins. So lots of fish, legumes like beans and lentils, chicken. It just minimizes the heavy red meats.
What about dairy?
Dairy in moderation is fine. A little good cheese, some Greek yogurt that adds crucial protein and calcium. It's not forbidden.
And the flavor. This is a big one. Instead of just salt, salt, salt.
Use herbs and spices. Rosemary, basil, oregano, garlic. It makes the food taste incredible without all the sodium.
So really, the single biggest rule is what?
No calorie counting madness. Just mindful, delicious eating. That's it. That's the mindset shift. It's so liberating.
Okay, so the philosophy is great. The food sounds amazing. But how do you actually start without feeling totally overwhelmed?
Yes, the practical steps. This is where Pitcott's five-step action plan is just fantastic. It makes it all feel so accessible.
Let's get into it. Step one.
Step one, and this is so important, is the mindset check. This is about being honest with yourself. Are you doing this for your health, for energy, or is it because of, you know, pressure from social media?
That's a really deep question to start with.
It is. Because your motivation has to be internal for it to last. The guidance is clear. Make decisions based on what your body needs. And if you're not sure, talk to a health professional.
So it reframes it from being about shame to being about self-care.
Precisely. Which leads to the core action. Step two, build your Mediterranean plate. And the beauty here is its simplicity. No calculators needed.
Okay, what's the formula?
It's a visual guide. Your plate should be about half veggies.
Half the plate, colorful veggies, got it.
A quarter of the plate is whole grains.
Okay.
And the last quarter is your lean protein. Then you just finish it with a drizzle of olive oil and some herbs. Done.
That's so easy to remember. And the material gives some really great easy swaps. The focus is on what you add, not what you cut.
Yeah.
So like swapping butter for olive oil. Or a sugary soda for sparkling water with a lemon.
Or instead of chips, you have a handful of nuts or some roasted chickpeas.
And maybe instead of a heavy red meat dish, you have some grilled salmon or a lentil soup. They're upgrades, not sacrifices.
And that's the revolutionary part of step two. It replaces that feeling of restriction with these simple, visible guidelines. You just focus on making your plate look good.
Before we get to the last three steps, I just want to give a quick reminder. If you're loving this and feeling ready to make these changes, Pitcott is your go-to resource. You can find so much more at www.pitcott.com.
Absolutely. So moving on to step three, this is a huge pillar of the lifestyle. Move that body.
The exercise part. This is where people get intimidated.
But the source material is brilliant here. It completely de-escalates the expectation. It's not about hours in the gym.
Hey, goodness.
The message is, if it feels like punishment, it will fail. You have to find movement you actually enjoy.
Like what? What counts?
So many things. A brisk 30-minute walk while you listen to music, that counts. Dancing around your kitchen while you cook, that totally counts. Gardening, stretching before bed, taking the stairs, it all adds up. The key is consistency, driven by enjoyment.
Consistency beats intensity. I love that. Okay, what's step four?
Step four is so simple, but so powerful. Hydrate, like you mean it. Water is called your weight loss wingman.
A wingman, I like that. Why is it so important?
Because thirst is so often mistaken for hunger. You think you need a snack, but really your body just needed a glass of water.
I am definitely guilty of that.
We all are. But it also supports everything else, digestion, energy levels. It helps your joints for that joyful movement. It's such a low effort, high return habit.
So simple. And the final step, step five.
Step five brings it all home. It's about connection and joy. This reminds us that this is a lifestyle rooted in community.
So it's not just what you eat, but how you eat.
Exactly. This might be the real secret ingredient. The advice is so simple. Sit down, eat slowly, chat with people, put your phone away.
Oh, the phone.
When you savor the food and the moment, you give your body time to register that it's full. You naturally prevent overeating.
It's mindful eating.
Yeah.
We eat so fast, we don't even realize we're full until it's too late.
We do. And sharing meals with others, it actually reduces stress. And stress is a huge factor in weight management. It spikes cortisol, which tells your body to store fat.
Wow.
So by making meals a joyful, slow, communal thing, you're not just enjoying your food more, you're literally lowering the stress that can make it harder to maintain a healthy weight. It becomes a celebration, not a chore.
So we've gone from the drama and the pitfalls of fad diets all the way to this sustainable, delicious reality of the Mediterranean lifestyle. The message is just so clear.
It is.
We're ditching the diet drama for simple food, eaten with joy.
And that really leads to the final thought for you, the listener, to take away. After hearing all this about movement and hydration and connection, is the secret we've all been missing really just permission?
Permission to what?
Permission to enjoy our food, to enjoy connecting with people, and to just celebrate the small wins along the way. Maybe the solution has been there all along, just hiding behind all these complicated rules.
I really think the PitGut analysis has unlocked that. It's been right there in front of us. Before we sign off, please press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
And subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And for all those great resources we mentioned, one last time, visit www.pitgut.com. Thank you for listening to the PitGut Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Thank you for being there with us.